Next up, we have James Smith from the Manifold Project.
Hello. It is working. I don't envy whoever has to follow the previous talk. That was amazing. I'm James, and I'm going to talk about a thing that I'm building called Manifold. Nobody knows quite how to pronounce it. What is it? It is an application I've been building for about 4 years that is about organizing 3D print models. So I've got a 3D printer, I've got a huge pile of model files sitting in a folder somewhere, and I don't know what they are. So I built a thing that lets you browse them, preview them, organize them, tidy them up, rename them, tag them, all that good stuff, troubleshoot them, convert them, and it renders them in the browser. These are all, you can subtly tell that they're at different angles. All of those will move in the browser. You can view it live. So that's cool. That's the thing I've been building. It's a bit like having your own Thingiverse, but without the horrible download 30-second advert banner, which on my home network, the ad's blocked, so it's just a blank screen. It's just annoying. So we don't want that. Instead, it's a self-hosted container. It's a Docker container. It's built in Ruby on Rails. And you can install it in a bunch of different places, but you just run up a Docker container. And you can run it in a bunch of different modes. You can run it as a private single user thing, just for yourself, just to look after the files that you have. But then you can also put it in multi-user mode, share things with your friends, if you are legally allowed to do so, of course. And then it can be federated. And that's what I'm going to talk a little bit about now, is about how I'm doing that, how I've made up how I'm doing that. And this is like a big feedback session where I want you to tell me whether what I've done is terrible or completely wrong. But actually, you know, hearing the talk so far, I think I'm not too far off. So there's a write-up, there's a description of it on the website. I'm about to release this. It'll probably come out next week. I didn't quite get it done in time for Foster. So the first thing that I've needed to do is have a few extra properties. So I've defined a namespace, which I realize I've also given an unpronounceable name. So I'm no good at naming. But it was things that I needed to be able to express in ActivityPub without whatever. And anyone who's done Mastodon interoperability knows about toot namespace and things like that. So it just adds a couple of bits. I'll explain what they are. We have a bunch of actors. Much like the other platforms we've talked about, there are actors aren't necessarily just people. They're, I want to follow a particular content creator, and that could be a bunch of people, but there's a profile for that. I want to follow a particular model. I don't care about what the rest of what this person's made. I just want to know if that one changes. Feedback.
Do you have a necklace on?
No. I just have a, I don't know, I have a metal neck. I don't know. Or I want to subscribe to a collection. So all those things, anything that you would want to follow is an actor. The actual login users are also actors, though we don't treat them quite the same way. And because of the well-stated issue that interoperability with Mastodon requires certain types of actors are ignored, right? It would be great if a 3D model was a 3D model object that acted as an actor. But that will be ignored by lots of things. So we use some of the standard types, or the standard types that Mastodon understands. And the first little bit of extra data that we put in there is this concrete type, which actually when that ActivityPub message comes to another manifold instance, it can go, now I know what that is. It's not just a person, it's a content creator. We support a whole bunch of activities on those things. Models, creators, and collections, you've got bidirectional federation between manifold instances. You can follow any of them, etc. Users, you wouldn't really follow a user on a manifold instance yet. I haven't worked out whether that's useful or not, so it's not currently doing it. But the other thing there you'll see is notes. So this will mean nothing to you, but that there, if you follow a creator on another manifold server, it will pop up in your list of creators on your server, just like a profile would do on Mastodon. And the only way you can tell that is that it's got the address there. But anyway, live demos are not a thing. So, right. So all these actors are getting updated. So a creator releases a new model. It will send out an activity for, yes, a new model has been created by this person. So it's a new actor creation. But that doesn't really work in the microblog world. So what I'm doing is also sending out a note at the same time to the same set of followers to say, which is a sort of text description of, hey, look, I just published a new thing. Literally saying the same thing, but in a note form. And the other little bit of extra metadata is that I'm calling this, for my own purposes, a compatibility note, so that when I do build commenting in and we can get replies back, I can just ignore it. That's one of them. I think that was the first one that properly worked back in October. So that's a Mastodon account following a creator on a manifold instance. Now, all this is, I was saying this is Ruby on Rails, and all of the ActivityPub core of all of that, and there's the manifold code, and then the core of it is in this thing called FederRails, which I didn't start, though I've done a bunch of work on as part of this. And it is a Rails engine for ActivityPub. So you can add the gem, you can mount the engine, you say, right, okay, I have federation here now, do some setup, and then you can map it to the objects that are in your application. So this is my user model in my normal application, and I can just say, oh, and this is a FederRails actor, and there's a bit of configuration. It can react to following. FederRails handles all of that stuff underneath. And you can create activities and so on, and all of that is sort of handled lower down. You can also have data entities that are just object things that know how to turn themselves into objects. And we've also, as part of this, produced a add-on gem for moderation. Because before I did any ActivityPub stuff, I wanted to be able to block it. I'm a Mastodon admin as well. I know there's some things that I want to block straight away. So we've got support in there for flag activities, domain blocks, stuff already. And all those gems, you can just, if you're building in Ruby on Rails, you can just go pop it in, and hopefully, fairly quickly, you should have a Rails app that federates. And that's my time. Thank you very much.